Is there nothing compared to what's waiting up there? Till one day we are finally bit free. But I never seen it, but I keep on believing it. I keep my eyes on the sky because my soul wants to fly. But my heart is ready to go.
Sing one, man. So glad you're all here tonight.
It's certainly good to be in the house.
Praise the Lord.
When Simon Peter walked abreast, putting his faith into the test, he said, Master, will thou be death? Come unto thee. Oh, Jesus said, come. So Peter went. When the faith he had was spent, Peter sank low, but Jesus had the waves roll under his feet. Oh, and there under his feet. And there under his feet. Oh, and there's not a problem on that you'll face, he cannot meet. Oh, whenever you play and out too far in water so deep. Oh, remember when the waves, they're over your head, they're under his feet. Oh, and they're under his feet. Oh, and they're under his feet. Oh, and there's not a problem that you'll face. He cannot meet. Every how so far in water so deep. Oh, remember when the waves, they're over your head, they're under his feet. Now often we think and trials soar that we can't face our problems anymore. We forget wherever we may go, he's been there before. Oh, so we should look up and praise the Lord, 'cause he walks the waters and the shores. The heavenly breeze, oh, the thundering seas roll under his feet. Oh, and they're under his feet. Oh, yes, under his feet. Oh, and there's not a problem that you'll face. He me. Oh, whenever you wait, and how so far, and water so deep. Oh, remember when the waves are over your head, they're under His feet. Oh, and they're under His feet. Oh, and they're under His feet. Oh, and there's not a problem that you'll face, even on me. Oh, whenever you wait, and how so far, and water so deep. Oh, remember when the waves are over your head, they're under His
feet. Praise God, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to know, amen, when the trials just seem to be stacking one right after another, amen, that they're still under His feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't it good to know that we've got a Savior that can. Praise God. Amen. You don't believe me? Amen. Just ask Brother Wagers over there. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Wagers, you encouraged me tonight. Hallelujah. I have felt the Lord since the very beginning. I feel like the Lord is here to bless tonight, and I feel Him so strong within my soul. Amen. I know we ain't ran the aisles. Praise God. But oh, I wouldn't trade what I feel inside, Brother Drake. Amen. For nothing in this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have your Bibles and you like to read along in 1 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1. We'll try to obey the Lord. And it seemed like what the Lord has laid on our heart, amen, seems to go right along with the way the service is going. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1 says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience, the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold and that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see not, who ye see Him not, yet believing He rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise the Lord. If the Lord had helped me tonight, I'd like to try to preach a small, simple message on how much do you value, amen, the trial. Praise God. Amen. We read here, amen, Peter, amen, begins his, amen, salutations unto the churches, amen, that he's writing, amen, this epistle to. Hallelujah. He began to write them, amen, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Amen. He just wrote that epistle and he sent it on out. Amen. Send it over to this one. Send it over to that one. Amen. When you get done, pass it right along. Amen. If I could put it, amen, this way. Amen. He goes on. Amen. And he, amen, tries to encourage everyone at the beginning of his scripture. Amen. About the power of the resurrection. Amen. The blood. Amen. The crucifixion. Amen. The life that Jesus has given us. Amen. That one day, amen, we could live forever. Praise God. Amen. But it seems like, amen, Peter here is trying his best, amen, to encourage, amen, those that are down and out a little bit. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. It's time we realize we're not in this by ourselves. Hallelujah. But we're scattered abroad. Amen. The problems you face here in 5 Mile, amen, we face over there in Blanchester. The problems we face in Blanchester, amen, are no doubt, amen, faced over in South Lebanon, Midland, Clarksville, amen, Danville. Praise God, it's scattered abroad. Amen. kind of hard to understand. Praise God, how he can talk in such a way. Praise God, he says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be you are in heaviness, through manifold temptations. Praise God, oh, he says, amen, you're rejoicing now. Amen, but troubles will come your way. Amen, you can search through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you'll never read where my Lord and Savior said that this would be a bed of roses. Amen, that the trail would be a trail of ease. Praise God, but I do read, amen, that he told us, amen, we'd be like sheep, amen, led before the slaughter. Amen, we do read where he said we'd be hated, amen, among all nations. Amen, we do read where he said they would take us in, and they would scourge us, they would mock us and ridicule us. Praise God. He said, oh, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth. Amen, Brother Salmon. Amen, it's hard for us to understand, Brother Bob. Amen, what he's talking about right here. Amen, you mean to tell me that the trials that I go through are more valuable? Praise God, that you can put a higher monetary, amen, value to that trial than that of gold? Praise God, my friend. You can read in the book of Revelations, amen, where they talk about the price of gold and how it was valued. It's been valued, amen, oh, so great since the beginning of time. Hallelujah, nations have fought, amen, for the gold. Amen, nations have, amen, tried their best to extract as much as they can. Praise God, amen, in the day and hour we're living in right now, amen, they're telling us, go buy gold, get gold if you can, because it will not lose its value. But I do read, amen, that it will, that the trial of our faith, amen, worketh patience. Praise God, amen, it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold. Oh my God, amen, how could you relate something, amen, of such heartache, of sorrows, and put a value to that? Praise God. You mean the tears that we shed in the midnight hour? You mean that's valuable? Most certainly, praise God. I wouldn't take, amen, hallelujah, one of my troubles and trade them off for that piece of gold. Praise God. I can remember as a boy, amen, Brother Drake, I remember me and Dad went down to Mammoth Caves, and they had a little rock emporium there, a little store. They sold little crystals and stuff like that. Amen. And I looked at this one piece, Brother Carter, and I said, Dad, amen, I'd like to buy this. And it was a small piece, amen, of pyrite, which is also known as fool's gold. Praise God. And I said, Dad, I'd like to have this. Amen. He said, all right. It was just, amen, just a little bit. Amen, just a couple dollars. Praise God. But oh, amen, the size of that little piece of pyrite, if that was real gold, amen, would have been worth so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? Amen. Because it's not the true genuine, it's not worth a thing. Praise God. I'm here to tell you, my friend, that the only way the trials will be worth something is if you are true and genuine, amen, with my God up in heaven. Amen. When you're honest in your heart and you say, God, I'll go on for you, amen, no matter what comes my way, I believe God sees the earnest, amen, of that heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. One person said, praise God, I've bore this cross for too long. Amen. Lord, I feel like I can't go on no farther. Hallelujah. He planned to give up. And he went to bed that night. Praise God. And the Lord paid him a visit in a dream. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, if you don't feel like you can carry your cross any longer, amen, choose one that you can. And the Lord placed him in a valley that was full of crosses. Praise God. And he began to walk through and he began to pick one up. Praise God. He began to pack it around. Amen. He said, no. Amen. This one just kind of rubs me a little raw. And he laid that one back down. And he picked up another one. He began to pack it for a while. And he said, no, this one, amen, is more heavier than the one that I started out with. Amen. He walked on a little ways farther. And he found one that looked just right. And he picked it up and he packed it around for a little while. And he said, Lord, I think I found my cross. Praise God. The Lord answered him and said, amen, that's the same one that you've been a packing all along. Praise God. Amen. My friend, how much do you value the trials? Amen. Sometimes when we feel like we're really going through it. Praise God. If you begin to look around, praise God, you find out that others are going through the same thing and that you're not in it by yourself. Praise God. But we are continually, amen, lifting one another up. Praise God. Oh, how much do you value the trial? If I was to bring gold in before you and ask you all, amen, would you trade in, amen, the trials that you're going through, amen, for this gold? I believe every one of us, Brother Drake, including myself, would say yes. Praise God. I believe I'll take the gold. Praise God. But the old Peter tells us, amen, that the trials of our faith, praise God, being much more precious than that of gold, amen, that perisheth. Amen, that's the key word. Amen, that gold is one day, amen, going to melt away. Praise God. We read in, amen, I believe it's one of the Peters here, praise God, that the earth is going to melt with the fervent heat, and all that we've got laid up, and all that we've labored for, is going to one day burn up. Praise God. But as Brother Drake said, the only thing that's going to matter is how you stand with God. Well, praise God. Amen. How much do you value the trial? Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. I believe. Praise God. If we was to ask, praise God. Amen. Brother Wagers, amen, how much do you value that trial that you just went through? Praise God. Oh, I believe he put a high value on that. Praise God. Amen. The doctor's saying, you've got a few months to live. Praise God. Guess what? Praise God. God decided, amen, I'll pay him a visit. And I'll increase, amen, the value of that trial. Praise God. Amen. Oh, we can't understand when we begin to go through some of these things. Lord, why? Why? Praise God. Amen. And sometimes we can't answer that question. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'm sure we've all heard, amen, about the news of that young girl, same age as me, that passed away. Amen. Saturday, I believe it was. Amen. Why? Why? How? Amen. Why did a 28-year-old, amen, go into eternity? I don't know. Praise God. But one thing I do know, hallelujah, that if we'll, amen, put our value on things above instead of things on earth. Praise God. Let me ask you, my friend, do you value that job? Amen. More than you value my Lord. Amen. Do you value this thing? Amen. That looks pretty to the eyes. Amen. More than you value my God. Praise God. I'm here to tell you, as the old song says, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've got to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to cause me to stray. Praise God. How much do you value my friend? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Peter said, amen, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. You take that gold and you put it in the fire and you begin to melt it down. Amen. All the impurities will begin to float to the top. Amen. As dross. Amen. That's how they refine gold. Amen. To make the value of that gold, amen, more valuable. They put it in the fire. Praise God. You know what Peter's trying to tell us here? Amen. You're a lot more valuable, amen, than what you really think. Praise God. Oh, if God would permit, and we could roll the floors back, amen, and tell every sinner, hallelujah, that ever committed suicide, did you realize that you are more valuable, amen, than what
what you really thought. Amen. The first thing that'll go through a person's mind that's about ready to commit suicide is nobody loves me and nobody cares for me. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, if you only knew the value that God has placed on your soul, that He was willing to take a child, that He was willing to pack the cross, that He was willing to go the extra mile. Praise God. How much do you value, amen, that trial? Praise God. How much do you put a value to that? Praise God. I've never been one that's been good at trading. There's some people that's got a knack that they can trade and they can make money just like that. Praise God. I was with a man one time at a flea market. He bought a sawed-off shotgun. He said, I'll make my money back. He said, and I'll try to get even more before we leave here today. Amen. He bought that for about $20. Amen. Little to nothing. I thought, how's he going to make his money back? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He went around and it took him a little bit. Praise God. But he said, we're in a hurry, so I'm not going to try to make no money off of it, but I'll get my money back. It wasn't just a short while. Praise God, here we go. Amen. A man said, all right, I'll give you $20 for it. Amen. Put it right out there. But I've never been one, my friend, amen, to be able to trade and bargain very well. Every time I've ever done it, Brother Bob, I've always got burnt. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you know what? I decided a long time ago, amen, instead of giving away, amen, stuff that was valuable to me, I'll just hold on to it. Amen. Whether it collects dust or not, it's still mine. Amen. I found out that when I got in that old-fashioned order, amen, you better just keep what you got, because you don't realize, amen, how valuable, amen, you have, amen, in your soul. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. I've talked to those that have backslid on the Lord. Praise God. And I've had them try to tell me, I prayed, but God wouldn't help me. Praise God. How foolish. Hallelujah. Amen. It was for them to say something like that. Amen. Oh, did you hold on long enough? Amen. The problem was, amen, they began to try to estimate the value of the trial, and they come up short. Amen. They decided that if I'll give this trial away, that I'll gain a whole lot more. Amen. But the fancies of this life will only last you for a season. Oh, my God. Amen. The devil will be right there to torment your soul. Rains upon the just and on the unjust. Praise God. So how foolish, amen, it is for a backslider to think if I'll just trade all this away, amen, that I'll get an ease of conscience and I'll be able to enjoy things. Praise God. How much do you value the trial now? Praise God. Amen. I've looked at them. Hallelujah. Amen. And I've seen the heartaches that they've went through. I've seen them lose houses. I've seen them lose jobs. I've seen them lose everything. Praise God. And still, amen, they decided the value was still greater. And so they stay in their ways of sin. Praise God. But my friend, as the old song says, I've never been sorry that I trusted His name. Praise God. Every moment I find Him, He's exactly the same. Praise God. My friend, it's time that we realize that the value, amen, of heaven, amen, never diminishes. Amen. But it gets a little sweeter as each and every day goes by. Amen. Don't get me wrong, friend. If you've been saved only one day, you've come through for to turn back. But if you've been in this for years, amen, think of all that you have invested. Amen. For we read, amen, that we are laying up our treasures up in heaven, where the moth can't touch it. Amen. Rust won't corrupt it. And the thieves and robbers can't take it away. Praise God. I have found out that the value of the trials, praise God, is much more valuable. Praise God, the things that we value down here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've seen some try to wheel and deal. Amen. And I sat back and watched them, just knowing, Brother Bob, you got burnt. You got burnt. Praise God. Hallelujah. And to this world, they look to us and they think, you've got burnt. Praise God. Here you are. Amen. Living that life. Praise God. Here we are. Amen. I've had them ask me, don't you miss doing this? And don't you miss doing that? Amen. Oh, but not really. Praise God. When I think about what Jesus has done for me, Brother Kelly, amen, where He has brought me from, hallelujah, how I've been set free. Praise God. You can't put a price on being set free. Praise God. But man insists on putting a value upon everything. You can take a worthless piece of junk, and you can take it to a place, hallelujah, and they'll put a value on it. They'll tell you where, probably how old it is, when it was made. They got experts that can tell you the value of that. Praise God. But oh, I've never met one that could quite put a price, praise God, upon what eternity will bring you. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You take, amen, your wealth. You take your savings and you put it, amen, in a bond or a savings. Praise God. And it'll increase in value as the years go. You'll gain interest on it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, my friend. Hallelujah. All I had to do was give Him my heart. Praise God. And He took care of the rest. Praise God for you. See, amen, I could do nothing on my own. There was nothing inside of me that was worth anything. Amen, but the Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. Praise God. I was out in my wicked ways of sin, but the Lord seen fit to place a value upon my soul. Praise God. Though it be tried with fire, might be found under praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Praise God. We read where Paul began to give a little illustration about pottery. Praise God. He said some are vessels unto honor and some are vessels unto dishonor. Praise God. Those that'll hold their purpose, amen, hallelujah, just as this, amen, contains the contents, amen, of this oil, amen, that's a good vessel, amen, there's nothing wrong with it, amen, but you take one that's got a crack or a hole in it, amen, it can't hold anything, amen, it's a vessel under dishonor, amen, there's no value to it, it does you no good, praise God, hallelujah, we can read, amen, back of Old Testament, hallelujah, where the children of Israel had backslid on God, and Jeremiah was heartbroken. Praise God. Jeremiah, that weeping prophet, hallelujah, was ordained by God. Amen. To war in Israel. He was ordained from his mother's womb. Praise God. God had called him and chosen him as a vessel unto honor. And God told him, I believe it was in the 19th chapter. Amen. Told him, said, go down to the potter's house. Amen. And just tell me what you see, Jeremiah. Praise God. The Bible said Jeremiah went down to the potter's house and he saw that potter, amen, just sitting there with that wheel, amen, working that clay, hallelujah, spinning it around and around, amen, molding it and forming it, praise God. But you see, amen, the pottery wasn't done until it was placed in the fire. The potter, the clay was just clay until it was introduced, amen, to the heat, praise God, amen. So that's why when the devil says, I'll just turn up the heat a little hotter, praise God, you just let him know, that's just making the value go up, praise God, that's just making it all the more worthwhile, praise God, hallelujah, amen, oh, hallelujah. And that man of God realized what God was trying to do. Praise God. He began to preach to Israel. Praise God, about how they were like, amen, that clay, without form, without void, of no use. Praise God, just a worthless, amen, piece of clay, a worthless, amen, a piece of mud. Praise God. But you let it get in the hands of God, and you'll see what God can do. Amen. That's why the value of the trials go up. Now, while we can't do anything with our hands, amen, as Peter said, casting all of your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Then the value, my friend, increases and it goes up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Name and all. Hallelujah. Might be found under praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though ye now ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. That just about sums it all up right there. Amen. To let you know exactly how to place, amen, the value upon that trial. Praise God. That while, amen, we've not seen Jesus yet, amen, Paul said we look through a glass darkly. Praise God. But one of these days, my friend, we're going to see Him just as He is. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, whom you have not seen yet, love. Praise God. In whom though now you see Him not, yet believe. He told Thomas, He said, reach into that finger, amen, place it in the palms, amen, place your hand in my side. Praise God. He said, blessed art thou, Thomas, amen, for thou hast seen and believed. But blessed are those which have not seen and yet believed. Praise God. I'm here to tell you that while you don't have the answer to the trials that you're going through, all I can tell you is to just hold on. All I can tell you is, amen, the value's going up. All I can tell you is, you've got something to praise God about. Woo!
He said, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. You remember the first trial that you ever went through. I can remember it. Amen. Just like it was yesterday. Praise God. And do you remember, praise God, the feeling you felt when you come through that trial? Woo! Praise God. You remember the feeling you felt when you realized God, amen, can do all things. Praise God. Paul, amen, wrote in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. As long as I've got Jesus on my side, I've got something to praise the Lord about. As long as I've got the greater one, the deciding factor, amen, as long as I have the upper hand, praise God, I know that I'll come out on top. Praise God. Amen. Oh, amen. The king looked to the three Hebrew boys and he said, amen, I'll give you one other chance. Praise God. Will you bow down and worship my image? If you do, I'll save you. I'll have mercy on you. Praise God. But if not, you're going to be cast into the fire. Amen. The fire, that furnace, is heated 7 times hotter than what it was supposed to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one of the three Hebrews spoke up and said, O king, we're not careful to answer thee. We don't have to sit around and put a value upon the fire. Praise God. We don't have to sit around and wander. Praise God. We know that God is able to deliver us. And if we perish in the fire, amen, we'll just go on to be with Him. Praise God. Amen. The king commanded them, amen, cast him into the fiery furnace. Amen. Put him in there. Praise God. And all those soldiers, amen, that cast him in there, amen, were slain by the heat that was so hot. Amen. Oh, why was it heated? Amen. 7 times hotter. Hallelujah. The natural fire was just good enough that they'd have just built a fire in there, amen, like it was supposed to be. Praise God. It would have killed them. But the king felt like he had something to prove. Praise God. I'll show them the value. I'll show them the power that I've got. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, amen, the powers of this world, amen, the value that they put on it are put to the test against, amen, the value and the powers that my God has. Praise God. And when the three Hebrew children went in the fire, amen, oh, amen, the Bible said the king rose up, got him out of his seat, and began to look in the fire. Hallelujah. And he was astonished. Praise God. And he looked to those that were standing around him, and he said, did not we cast 3 men into the fire? Behold, I see a 4th man, and he's likened unto the Son of God. Praise God. Amen. Oh, how much value do you put on the trial? Praise God. Amen. No, you might not be going into the den of lions, and you might not be going in the fiery furnace. Praise God. But God cares about the bad trials, amen, that you are going through today just as much as He did them. He don't think no less of you. He don't think no more of you. Ain't nobody greater than one another. Praise God. But we're all in this together. Praise God. How much do you value the trial? Praise God. I would say that Brother Wagers puts a great value on that trial he went through. But if you was to ask him when he first got the news, praise God, oh, he might have told you, I don't know. I don't know how to value that. Praise God. Cancer, amen. Praise God, is one of the worst things that you ever want to hear a doctor say, that you've got cancer. Praise God. Even worse is when they tell you, amen, that they put their time limit on it. That's even worse. Praise God. Hallelujah. But oh, just think about how real my God is. Praise God. Amen, Brother Charles. Amen, Hollinsworth. Amen, he had to go through test Monday. He went through tests a few weeks ago, matter of fact, and they thought for sure, amen, he had prostate cancer. Praise God, oh, but we've been a-praying. Praise God, and he told us last night, amen, they said it's not cancer. Amen, hallelujah. He said there is something wrong with my kidneys. Amen, but he said God's able to take care of that too. Praise God, how much do you put a value upon the trials? Praise God, preacher, you don't understand. Amen, the economy is in shambles. You don't understand. Praise God, that things are just turning upside down. Praise God. Amen. People there's just death rampant. Praise God. Mass shootings. Amen. Where a person can walk into a school and shoot up a bunch of children. Praise God. That ought to let you know how much value, amen, to put on that child. Praise God. That ought to let you know that you better hold on and you better not let it go. Praise God. I feel good in my soul. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. What the Lord is doing around here, praise God, is just amazing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. What my God is able to do, praise God. Don't put a limitation on my God. Brother Don Rich preached, throw away the tape measure. Don't even value that. Don't you measure God. Don't you think for 1 minute that you've got God all figured out. Because when you do, that's when God decides I'm going a different route. Praise God, I've had him do it to me. I thought this is what God wants. Praise God, and so I went on doing it. Praise God, and I found out real fast, Brother Kelly, that God said, it's not my way. Praise God, His ways are not our ways. Praise God, sometimes we can't understand. Praise God, why do we go through the trials? Praise God, amen, how do you expect to get on the mountaintop if you don't go through the valley, my friend? Amen, how do you expect to get the victory if you don't go through the battle? Amen, how do you expect, amen, to get value of something if you don't first test it? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this and I'm going to try to get out of the way. I've been up too long. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if I was buying something, I'd want to test it out first to see the durability of it. Amen. Before I bought that van out there, praise God, I first took it for a test drive. Hallelujah. And I took on, once I got away from the dealership, I began to gun it a little bit just to see what it had. Amen. I'd slam the brakes on to see how it worked. I tried the steering every which way. Praise God. Because you want to make sure that you know what you're investing in. Praise God. Before you buy it. Praise God. God wants to know. Praise God. What He's putting into. Amen. Before He brings you home. Praise God. Amen. My friend, He's made an investment on our life. Praise God. Hallelujah. He purchased us years ago upon Mount Calvary. Praise God. Hallelujah. And He made a way that we could escape the eternal damnation of hell. Praise God, because He realized, praise God, the value of hell and the value of eternal life. Praise God, because He asked His disciples, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his own soul? I've done my best. Praise God. How much do you value the trial? Praise God. I can stand before you tonight, and I've not been in it as long as Brother Bob. I've not been through half as what he's been through. Praise God. But I can tell you just what I've been through. Amen. I've never regretted not 1 mile that I went for the Lord. Praise God. I've never regretted not one time that I've pressed on out. Praise God. Amen. Oh, there's been times, praise God, that I've been called on to preach and I had no voice left within me. Amen. Just totally gone. Praise God. But you know what I said? Amen. I said, well, I'll take a step of faith and I'll go out and see what God's got in store. I'll see how much I can get from that storehouse.
Praise God. Amen. I believe Brother Bob told us, amen, one time over at Blanchester. Amen. I remember he was up preaching, and he said when Raymond began Blanchester, he said, I want this to be a powerhouse. Praise God. Why? Because there's value, amen, in serving God. Amen. The value of the trial, amen, is much more great than that of gold. Praise God. Holding on, even though it seems like the wrong thing to do, but amen, Satan's standards and the world's standards, they can't understand why we still hold on. Praise God. But they don't know what I've been through. They don't know what my God's capable of. Hallelujah, I've done my best. I got to get out of the way. I feel good. I thank the Lord for coming. I was paid for the visit just by hearing this brother testify over here. Praise God. I could have said I had church. Praise God. The songs were wonderful. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is here tonight. Amen. Maybe we're all up on the mountaintop, but maybe there's still one more left that's going through the trials. Amen. And oh, if I can encourage that one. Praise God. Hold on. Amen. Oh, and if I can put a little something for us to remember. Praise God. You will face another trial. Amen. It'll come your way. You can guarantee that. But just hold on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel good. I'm trying to get out of the way. Praise God. Amen. The disciples said, we're getting ready to perish. Amen. Look at our lives. We're about gone. The storms are taking us under. Praise God. But one of them said, let's wake up the Master. Amen. Let's wake Him up and see what He can do. Amen. My friend, before you put a value on the trial, would you do me a favor? Would you come to the altar and ask God, amen, what do you have in store for me? Woo! Hallelujah! How much do you value the trial?
Come on, preacher. Make an altar call.
Come and let us gather around the altar. Let us pray. I've done my best. How much do you value the trial? Amen. Oh, it's worth it, my friend. When you get over into glory land, you'll be so glad, amen, that you held on for Jesus. I've done my best. Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah. My, what preaching. What good is... I'd rather be in a deep dark grave and to know that my poor soul was saved. Living this world in the house of gold, bending on my God, then lose my soul. Some people steal, they cheat and lie for the wealth and want that it would buy. And don't they know on the judgment day, gold and silver gonna melt away. I'd rather be in a deep dark grave than to know Some people steal, they cheat a lot for the wealth and want that it will buy. Don't they know on the judgment day that gold and silver gonna melt away? I'd rather be in a deep dark grave and to know that my poor soul was saved, and to live in this world in a house of gold. And I'm a God and it moves my soul.
Give Brother Mikey Rollins a great big hand tonight. He's a fireball. He's ready to go each and every time. Every time I've ever heard him preach, he's ready. And he's ready to bring you something. And he really stirred us tonight. I tell you what, Brother Mikey, you outdid yourself tonight. You really preached well to remind us the value of our sufferings. Our sufferings, our trials, they're more precious than gold. Glory to God. And well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what God thinks about gold. He paved his heaven with it. Oh, praise God. Amen. Well, we've enjoyed the service tonight. You've heard the old cliche, you never know what you got until you lose it. And after you lose it, you realize, I had something. Amen. I don't understand how that people can have this good way, Brother Drake, have this good salvation and turn their back on it. I can't figure it out. I say, my God, you know, Judas, it tormented him so bad that he had lost the very thing that valued in his life, that he went out and hung himself. Trying to give it back, trying to make things right. But the Bible said he found no repentance. Oh, you better be careful when you play with this. You gamble with it one time too many, you're liable to wake up one morning and find like Samson and shake yourself and no power. I want to have the goods. I want to be able to call on the Lord and have confidence and know he'll hear me when I pray. And I appreciate Mikey Rollins' work for the Lord and Sister Amanda and their children, the way they travel, the way they preach, the way he works at the Blanchester Church. Got such a passion for Blanchester, where I started my work 26 years ago. And it's been real. And I remember the night we all started, Mikey, and we tore down them shelves. And there was all shelves. It was an antique store. We tore down the shelves, and I remember I was dating my wife then, getting ready to get married. We put up the drywall in the back, and the furnace was over here. And Brother Raymond's, the furnace was here, and the pipes was coming up. Boy, we so happy to have church that night. I remember we all come in. I had a set of drums, and to this day, they're sitting at the Blanchester Church. That was my first set of drums I bought 27 years ago. I took that set of drums, and I brought them in, and I set them in there. I said, Brother Raymond, you care if I play them? No, go right ahead. So I played the drums that night. Amen. Me really not where I needed to be. Me a young boy. But I seen the passion at the Blanchester Church, and everybody fired up. And I remember that first night. Raymond got up in tears running off his cheeks. He said, I want this to be a powerhouse for God. He said, I want this to be a soul-filling station. You know, that's been Raymond just, I told Raymond he should always remember his anniversary. It's the same as me and my wife, because we bought the church at Blanchester in May, and me and her got married in August. So 3 months from the time we bought the church till we got married, we was the first ones got married in that little church 26 years ago. And so there's a lot of passion there. And when we came in there, there was an old metal ceiling, Mikey, old metal and blue. We painted it all white. Man, I remember me and Ella stayed up that night. We'd sold candy bars the day before. Raymond said if we'd sell enough candy bars, he said we'd get a new furnace put in. We sold candy bars that night, and I came back. Me and Ella stayed up. We helped Ann and Raymond, and we painted the back pulpit wall. It's been moved back since, but when we first had it, the wall was only up here. We painted that wall, and I remember we were so happy to have church because we was having church in a basement. 27 years ago, Brother Carter, we was having church at Pam and Randall's basement. And I remember when we was in Pam and Randall's basement, no church to go to. Let me tell you, we'll go home. Listen to this. Don't never underestimate God. Brother Carter, I remember that night in Pam and Randall's basement, you shouted all over the place and knocked the chairs everywhere. And I remember he shouted and rolled under the seats and back out of the seats. But I remember this. I want y'all to just be mindful for a moment. Brother Raymond had a dream. He was worried. We had no church. The people was being scattered. The family was being torn too. Raymond said, we need a church, God. The Lord gave him a dream. And in his dream, he showed a storefront building. And in this dream, he added that he was buying it from a store merchant. And we never know where anything was for sale. And Raymond went to Blanchester that morning to Haynes' shoe store where Jamie Brock worked. Jamie had inquired to Raymond that he thought a building was for lease. Raymond walked up there, and it had sent cold chills down you to hear Raymond tell it. He said he walked by that building, and there was a for sale sign in the window. He stopped, Holy Ghost hit him, and he said, this is your dream. This is the building that God showed him in the dream. He walked in that door, told old Mr. Foley, it used to be Foley's hardware store, told old man Foley, I'm here to buy this building. You know what old man Foley did? He sold him the building. And now it's the Blanchester Pentecostal Holiness Church. Folks, God will give you the desires of your heart if you seek him first. And a lot of memories are there. A lot of souls has been saved there. A lot of shouting and speaking in tongues has happened there. A lot of delivering and healings have took place there. And if Raymond should tarry and leave, or Raymond goes on and expire from this life, Brother Mikey's got some awful big shoes to fill. But I believe God can use him. I believe God can bless him in a great way. Mikey, keep humble and keep that good work that you're doing now. God will bless your hand. But let's all stand and thank the Lord. If you don't have anything to thank the Lord for tonight when you go to bed, you better be thanking God for Brother Wagers tonight. You better be thanking God for that. Lord, we thank you, God, today for the Word. We thank you for the Spirit tonight. We thank you for the Word that you've given us through Brother Mikey. Lord, we ask you to bless his hand, bless his heart, bless his home, give him souls for his labor, Lord. Ask you, God, to touch those that are sick and unable to be here. God, bring him to the house of God. We ask you, Lord, to help Sister Elsie tonight. Lord, comfort her heart during the time of their loss. God, we ask you, Lord, to strengthen her body in Jesus' name. Amen. Shake hands and be friendly, everybody. Amen. If you feel like calling Sister Elsie, Brother Don, do that this week. Sister Elsie lost her sister. We're waiting on the arrangements. May the Lord bless you.